Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Before I read it, I would remind you that Hebrews 11 is the chapter that emphasizes the tremendous potential of faith. Over and over and over again in Hebrews 11, we read of faith and what faith accomplished. Faith in the living God, of course. By faith, Abel, and by faith, Enoch, by faith, Noah, by faith, Abraham, by faith, Sarah, by faith, Moses, and so on and so forth, right down the line. And so it's a catalog of mighty deeds through unimportant men and women who believed the living God. Now, the basic verse that I'm thinking about today is Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This, I say, is fundamental. Listen to it again. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm glad it doesn't say that without money, it is impossible to please God, for if that were the case, then there'd be very, very few of us who would ever be able to come up with anything that pleases him. Nor does it say without character it is impossible to please God, for some of us haven't got too much of that. It doesn't say without prestige, without social position, it is impossible to please God. It doesn't even say without education it is impossible to please God. Without social background and intellectual capacity, it is impossible to please God. It doesn't say that. If it said that, my friends, then it would close the door firm and shut on many, many of us. It doesn't even say, and this is startling, without religion, it is impossible to please God. No one can have religion and yet not please God and still be lost. But it does say, without faith, F-A-I-T-H, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Whatever this stuff called faith is, you and I must have it if we're going to please the living God. Why? For it says in the rest of our text, Hebrews 11 and 6, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Well, I can understand that. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So then, faith lays hold of the fact that there is a living and true God. Right? That's number one. And then, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Say, that's all right, isn't it? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, I-S. You know, I've been struck with this recently. You know, we all believe in the God of history, and we love to think of the God of prophecy. In other words, the God of yesterday and the God of tomorrow. Sure, we love to read the stories of the scriptures, of what God did in days gone by, in days of yore, what he did through men and women, what he accomplished through this one and that one and the other. And we revel in these stories. We teach them to our Sunday school classes, and we think of them, and we revel in them. The God of yesterday. And then, too, we love to think of the God of tomorrow, what he's going to do tomorrow in the future times. In other words, the God of prophecy. And the whole prophetic program is very, very fascinating to all of us. Well, all well and good. I would not say one single word against that. We need to know the God of the Bible. We need to know the God of tomorrow. But that isn't what it says here. It says, he that cometh to God must believe that he... What's the next word? That's right, you said it. Is, I-S. He's the God who is. In other words, he's the God of today. Wonderful. So that the God of yesterday and the God of tomorrow is the God of today, and he stands available here and now to come to our aid, to assist us, to comfort us, to strengthen us, and to give us the power of his Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives to meet today's problem, whatever that problem or those problems might be. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. So you are praying this morning, right? Well, you're praying to a God who lives, not to a dead God, not to a God who's gone out of business and closed up shop. He's a God who lives, and a God who's in business today, and his grace is sufficient for every problem that confronts me. And he's not only the God who is, but he's the rewarder of him who diligently, of him who diligently seeks him. The rewarder, that's present, you see. He stands available with that which I need. And he comes to me through faith in Christ. Therefore, my friends, we're called upon in Scripture to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The text, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Take it, kneel in his presence, and turn over your life to him in trusting faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.